Kenny Garrett starting out tonight's show from his album Beyond the Wall. And we heard the track Calling, the kickoff track on that album. A great album it is. And this one features Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Pharoah Sanders on tenor sax. What a great combination they make. Mulgrew Miller on piano, Robert Hurst III on bass, Brian Blade on drums, and Rogerio Boccato on percussion. As I said, the album Beyond the Wall, I think that was released back in something like 2006. Claire and I are off to Boston after the show tonight to catch him playing at the Regatta Bar. Looking forward to that for sure, his last performance of a two-night stint. Wouldn't it be nice if Pharoah Sanders showed up for that? Let's hope so. But in any case, Kenny Garrett puts on a hell of a performance, so looking forward to it, as I said. In fact, we're going to play a little more Kenny Garrett. This is one of my favorite albums of his. It's called Pursuance, the music of John Coltrane, and we're going to hear Lonnie's Lament.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Josh Evans from his first release as a leader. Josh Evans, a fine trumpet player hailing out of the Hartford, Connecticut area, but now making it around New York City and all around the world, actually. A really fine trumpet player. And the name of his album is Portrait, and we heard the track called Albany Avenue. We saw Josh Evans last night playing in Middletown, Connecticut with a great band. And he mentioned that Albany Avenue was written for the great Jackie McLean, with whom Josh Evans has studied with. But on that track, let's see who's on there. Josh Evans on trumpet, Ray McMorrin on tenor sax, Alan J. Palmer on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Ralph Peterson on the drums. Before that, we heard from Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. I played that one because Josh Evans played this track, played this composition. The composition's called A La Mode, written by Curtis Fuller. And they played that last night with Josh Evans' sextet. But you heard it with Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers from the album Keystone 3. And that's an interesting album because it's one of the first recorded albums with both Wynton Marsalis and Branford Marsalis on it. Very young Wynton Marsalis at the time on trumpet. As I said, Branford Marsalis, this time playing the alto saxophone because they had Bill Pierce on the tenor that night. Art Blakey on the drums, along with Donald Brown on piano and Charles Fambro on the bass, recorded back in 1982. And let's see, yeah, we started out this set with Kenny Garrett from his album Pursuance, the music of John Coltrane. We heard Lonnie's Lament. And on that one, just a screaming guitar work on that, wasn't it, by Pat Metheny. I really enjoyed that. Along with Kenny Garrett on alto, Pat Metheny, as I said, on guitar, Brian Blade on drums, and Rodney Whitaker on the bass. All right, time now, 6:34. You're listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name's Ken, and let's see, we've got about an hour's left of great jazz music ahead of you, so I hope you stay tuned, listen to more music. We're going to play a couple tracks from Joe Henderson. A couple weeks ago, one of our Facebook friends had asked that I play some Joe Henderson, and I did so last week, and I really dug it quite a bit, so I want to play a couple more Joe Hendersons that I was listening to during the week. One of them is called Mode for Joe, and it's got a really fine groove to it. I hope you hear that as well. So let's get into these tracks. Joe Henderson. Thank you.
Thank you.
Joe Henderson. In fact, we heard two from Joe Henderson there. That last one from the album Relaxin' at Camarillo. We heard E Todavia La Quiero. And a great, great lineup on that one. On that one, we've got, besides Joe Henderson just killing it on tenor sax, we have Chick Corea on piano, Richard Davis on bass, and Tony Williams on drums. Before that, we heard from Mode for Joe. And let's see, on that one is Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Curtis Fuller on trombone, Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Cedar Walton on bass, Ron Carter keeping it steady on the bass, and Joe Chambers on drums. And that one, let's see, that was recorded back in 1966. And that's by request from a Facebook friend, Brian. Actually, he requested Joe Henderson a couple weeks ago. I played it last week and had to follow it up this week with some more. So thanks, Brian, for kind of reawakening my interest in Joe Henderson. Great, great tenor sax player he was. All right, time now, 6:56. This is In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. While we're on requests, we had another request from Facebook from Ken Nichols. And he wanted to hear something from the new Jack DeJohnette album. And Jack DeJohnette, great drummer, released an album a couple weeks ago, I guess. It's called Sound Travels. And surprisingly on it, he plays piano on quite a few of the tracks, but not on the one we're going to hear. On the one we're going to hear, it has Jason Moran on piano. So this will be a good one. This one's called Indigo Dreamscape.
preciso ir. Meu caminho é sem volta e sem ninguém. Eu vou pra onde a estrada levar cantador. Só sei cantar. Eu canto a dor, canto a vida e a morte, canto amor. Oh, eu canto a dor, canto a vida e a morte, canto amor. Cantador não escolhe o seu cantar, canto o mundo que vê. E pro mundo que vi meu canto a dor, mas a forte pra espentar a morte, pra todos ouvirem minha voz, mesmo longe.
De que servem meu canto e eu, sem meu peito um amor que não morreu? Ah, se eu soubesse ao menos chorar cantador.
Só sei cantar. Eu canto a dor de uma vida perdida sem amor. Oh, eu canto a dor de uma vida perdida sem amor.
Nice, beautiful. from a new album by Kate McGarry. It's called Girl Talk, and we heard O Cantador, and that one features, besides Kate McGarry doing a beautiful vocal on that, also had a special guest, Kurt Elling. You may have recognized the voice. And also on that, Keith Grants on guitars, Gary Versace on organ and piano on that one, I guess, Ruben Rogers on bass, and Clarence Penn on drums. And before that, we heard a brand new one by request. Ken Nichols wanted to hear from the new Jack DeJohnette album, and I like that track. I'll tell you, to be honest, I haven't been, well, let's say I've been kind of underwhelmed by this album, but I did like that track indeed. Name of Jack DeJohnette's new album is Sound Travels. And we heard a track entitled Indigo Dreamscapes, that one featuring Jason Moran on acoustic piano, Esperanza Spalding playing the bass, Tim Reese on tenor sax, Luquisto Quintera on percussion, and of course Jack DeJohnette on the drums. All right, next up, our friends from Rochester, New York, put out an album recently, the Schneider Brothers. The album's called The Brockton Beat. As I mentioned, these great artists are from Rochester, New York. And when we head up that way, we always try to catch Bob Snyder playing his great guitar along with Mike Melito on drums. And both of them are on this album as well. Bob Snyder guitar, John Scrapper Snyder on trumpet, Gary Versace. Again, we're going to hear from Gary Versace on Hammond organ, Mike Melito on drums on this one. And we're going to hear a track. I think it said it was a Cole Porter composition, no? Cole Porter, yes. The name of this track is From This Moment On.